USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a grim economic prediction from White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The next couple of months are going to look terrible. You're going to see numbers that are as bad as anything that we've ever seen. I think GDP growth in the second quarter is going to be, you know, negative, big number. Wall Street estimates are 20, negative 20, negative 30%.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday the economy will bounce back in the summer. With states like Georgia giving the green light to gradual reopening, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she believes it's too soon.
As an elected official, we often want to be right, but I can tell you that this is one that I hope that I'm wrong about. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I hope that the governor is right and I'm wrong, because if he is wrong, more people will die.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As governors across the country struggle to decide when to reopen their economies, medical experts say there's not enough testing happening for non-essential businesses to start reopening. Dr. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota.
Our government is not working with private sector companies, as all the other governments of the world are now seeking testing to understand how to best ramp up these reagents that we do need. Number two is we have the wild, wild west for testing right now. The FDA has all but given up its oversight responsibility for the tests we have on the market. Many of them are nothing short of a disaster.
Osterholm on NBC's Meet the Press. The average price for a gallon of gas fell 9 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.93 a gallon. According to the Lundberg survey, the highest price in the nation was in Honolulu at $3.13 a gallon, the lowest in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $1.13 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator is now apologizing after wearing a controversial mask. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A Michigan state lawmaker reversing track now, apologizing after wearing a face mask that many felt resembled a Confederate flag during a vote on Friday. Republican Dale Zorn took to social media yesterday to issue the apology. He denied any connection between the mask and the Confederate flag, saying that it was a mask that was made by his wife. His apology, though, has been met with a lot of scorn online, as a Change.org petition has begun demanding his resignation. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.